Greg, thanks for making time. Congratulations to you and everybody over there at the governing body. What was the scene like around the Hamilton house, around the office, when you got word, when everybody got word that Larry was going in?
Oh, we're very, very happy for Walk. I mean, obviously, you spent some time with him. Great guy. The person goes hand in hand with the talent, and he doesn't let you down when you get to know him well. He's a great guy. He's been really involved with our national team programs, and just tremendously happy for him. It's outstanding, and obviously the effect in Canadian baseball is tremendous.
We were making the point, Greg, that Walker on Tuesday, when he joined Tim and Sid, at the end, the guys were saying, hey, congratulations to you, Larry. And his response was, congratulations, Canada. And I thought that was such an interesting answer. And I asked him on Wednesday, Jen, Derek, we can play this clip. I asked him Wednesday what he meant by that when he said it. This was his answer.
You've got a position player in Cooperstown for the first time ever, you know, and it's where I'm from. It's my citizenship. It's where I was born and raised. And I feel it's a win for myself as a Canadian. And I think it's a win for Canada, having a Canadian born baseball player make it into the Hall of Fame, and hopefully it's a stepping stone for a lot of kids along the way.
I mean, that's a stunning answer to me of somebody, Greg, who sees the bigger picture in all of this.
Absolutely. And I mean, the Hall of Fame transcends all other, right, in terms of accomplishments and, you know, tournaments, events, all those sorts of things. I mean, it's the pinnacle of the sport, and to be honored as such, and, you know, to have one of our own honored as such, and somebody that, as he articulates there, he's so genuine in being Canadian, and, he cares so much about the country. He's been involved with our national team program for over 11 years now, and, he's not just involved, he cares deeply. I mean, we won a Pan Am gold medal in Toronto in 2015, and, he was in the middle of the pile and skipping across the field and hugging everybody, and, this is a guy that we all believed was going to be a Hall of Famer and had accomplished, well beyond most anybody and all of us, and was one of us and truly cared because of what was across the jersey. So he's awesome.
Greg, in other professions, it's very important to have people that you can emulate, role models that you can see and touch. And we're not going to really know the answer to this, obviously, for, a generation or whatever, 10 years or so. But what real impact do you think Larry Walker – being a Hall of Famer will have on young baseball players right now in this country, or maybe just young athletes who may see someone who makes the Baseball Hall of Fame and then decide to go into baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows you he's one of our own, and again, he's truly Canadian, and he bleeds and articulates that. So, I mean, I think it's motivating. I think it's that, we can do it too, mindset, and when somebody accomplishes at that level, again, it transcends the day-to-day of the game, he's truly at the pinnacle of the game in terms of, on the global scale. And, for Canadians, young Canadian baseball players to say that, that we have a player of Larry's stature and somebody that came from Maplewood, BC, and grew up in the country and accomplished and, had such success that he was immortalized in Cooperstown is incredibly special. I mean, he's only the second in the history to ever do it. So the impact is tremendous and will be felt for years to come.
Greg, I don't know the answer to this, but you would be someone who actually would have an opinion on this. When you think about basketball and you think about different cities, players get sort of tagged as something. Like Philadelphia basketball player is traditionally very tough, hard-nosed, dedicated, poised. A New York player might be a little more flashy. Los Angeles basketball player has certain characteristics. Is there, in your opinion, especially for those under the age of 18, is there a specific characteristic of a Canadian baseball player?
Well, I think Walk kind of embodies it. He's understated, which is sort of Canadian in general, right? But when pushed, you'll see there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of fight, there's a lot of compete level. But he's a very humble individual and very competitive, very proud, very driven. And I think he's very much Canadian. You know, when we all connect to the hockey piece, as you would have talked to him about, and Canadian hockey players in general are, they're tough, they're resilient, but there's not a whole lot of bravado around them, and walks that way. I mean, he's tough, he's resilient, there's a lot of pride, but he's not standing at the front of the line sort of pumping his chest out to say, look at me. He just goes about his business and and competes tremendously hard and is very proud of the country and very proud of the game that he was able to excel in.
Greg Hamilton joins us, the head coach and director of National Teams of Baseball Canada. Here's what's interesting about Larry Walker. Greg, you know this. Larry Walker will talk to you for hours about anybody but himself. And this week, and basically until the end of July, he's now going to have to talk about himself for the next 6 months. It's not something he likes to do. What are we going to find out about Larry in the next 6 months, though, Greg? I mean, you've spent a lot of time with him on coaching staffs and teams over the years. What may we learn about Larry that we don't know now?
How real he is, how normal he is, how much he enjoys being real and normal, how much, he is proud of his country. I think the context in which he is addressing or answering a lot of questions has to do with the impact on Canada, the impact of his accomplishments on the game and future generations. And that's a part of Larry that we're fortunate as a national team program to have benefited from it, experienced it, and have him involved in a way where those that participate really understand, just how much he cares and what he means to the game and the country. But he is incredibly understated, and he's just Larry Walker from Maple Bridge, BC, and he's truly a Canadian, and he's a normal guy, and when you connect with him and you do it in a normal way, you find that it's a very engaging, enjoying, normal conversation, and that's that's who Walk is. He's just he's very, very understated, proud Canadian that's just could be your neighbor.
And competitive. This was interesting to me. He told the story on Wednesday that when his baseball career was over, he took up 10-pin bowling.
Huh.
2 years later, I took it up. He'd never done it before. 2 years later, he bowled a perfect game. I mean, Greg, this guy just wants to be the best at whatever he gets his hands on.
Yeah, just because we kind of chuckled at that as he turned 50. I think I'll bowl and just roll out a perfect game just because I can. So, never really told anybody. It just kind of creeped out through the circles, and eventually, you heard about it, and then you kind of bring it up, and again, completely understated, and that's him. But there's, misunderstand the understated part at your peril, because there's a ton of pride, and obviously there's a ton of sense of respect and what he had to go through and the work he had to put in, and he does certainly have that competitive streak and that element of pride in him, and he's just a great guy. I mean, that's, again, when you hear the word superstar, and when you're in sport and you respect the talents of just how good players that are classified as superstars are, and how easy they make things look that are incredibly difficult to do in their respective sports, you sometimes put them on this pedestal as being superhuman. And with Larry, when you meet him, when you're involved with him, the beauty is that he's superhuman and super normal and super real and super genuine. And that's really the reason why he doesn't look for the publicity. He doesn't ask for it, and he's incredibly humble, and really doesn't, I'm not saying that he understands his place, but I don't, he's not looking to stand at the front of the publicity line in any way, shape, or form. He likes genuine friendships, relationships, and involved in environments that are, for him, close and near and dear to him.
Greg, what's coming up for the national team?
We got a busy year, actually. We're off to Arizona in March, mid-March, for an Olympic qualifier, and hopefully we can get it done there. It's eight countries, and if we win that, we go to Tokyo, and if we finish second or third, we head over to Taiwan for another shot at it. There'll be six countries in that tournament, so hopefully by mid-April we'll be able to get or say that we're heading to the Olympics again in Tokyo, and we've got a bunch of junior camps and World Junior Qualifier coming as well. So we'll have Walk with us in Arizona, which will be exciting. And then, unfortunately, if we get to the Olympics, I think he's got a bigger date than ours, which is hard to believe there's a bigger date than the Olympics. But it runs right into induction weekend. So maybe we're going to try to figure out how we can accomplish both. It would be a good scenario to play out.
Yeah, one follow-up. Do you know the countries, the seven other countries that are in that first A-team tournament?
Yeah, we're like I said, we're out in Arizona, so it's ourselves. We've got in our pool, we've got Canada, Colombia, Venezuela, Cuba, and in the other side, they've got the U.S., Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and Nicaragua. So the winner,
yikes!
Yeah, so there's no layups in there really. Again, 16 Olympics this time around, so it's pretty restrictive. But hey, we're going to give it a go, and we were able to get in the last couple times. Hopefully, we can do it again.
Greg Walker said, if there's one thing he's dreading about all of this is writing and giving the speech in Cooperstown. Well, what do you think he's going to say?
I think it'll be great because I think it'll be incredibly real. You know, he speaks tremendously well when he so chooses to do that, and you know, he's very caring. He's very thoughtful. He's very loyal. I think it'll come across as really touching because he'll touch those that have touched him, and you know what, he doesn't miss. You know, Larry's the guy that you know, there's always somebody that wants an autograph. In many cases, there are many that want autographs, and he doesn't miss the most deserving in the crowd. He always finds the kid that's, you know, that's got that little smile on his face, the little boy, or somebody that might be you know, a little challenged in certain aspects of life, and he just doesn't miss because he's got a huge, huge heart underneath that 6'4" Canadian hockey player's presence.
It'll be late July. Larry Walker will become the first Canadian position player ever in the Hall of Fame, the second ever. Greg, congratulations to you and everybody over there. Just a great week for baseball in this country.
Thanks, Rash. We're really happy for Larry. So deserving.